welcome to HR Sessions. My name is Holly Reeser.
And I'm Sydney Evans.
And we have the pleasure of having Tiffany Hackett here today with us. She is on the talent acquisition team for Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance for over 14 years. She is an experienced recruiter and has a history of working in the insurance industry and also manages an internship program. And Tiffany, we are so excited to have you here today. So glad you joined us. And we have actually met Tiffany before. My sister, Hannah Reeser, with Finish Line, she had connected me with Tiffany, and I had invited her to come to the HRA annual case competition, and she was one of the judges. So we had the pleasure of meeting in person, and now we are here recording virtually. So welcome, Tiffany.
Well, thank you both, Holly and Sydney, for having me. I really appreciate you all for reaching out and including me in this conversation today.
Absolutely. And again, we are so excited to be here today. And where are you recording from?
I am recording from my new home office.
Oh, nice.
That's specific.
Well, it's not new home office. I should say my home office, since my COVID office, rather.
Working from home. Yes. Aren't we all? It's crazy. So today in this episode, we will be touching on her background in HR, some aspects that go into talent acquisition, and a deeper dive into the internship program that she manages. So I'll start off with first question here, Tiffany. Can you go ahead and go through and explain your career path to HR? How did you end up in talent acquisition, and what is your favorite part about it?
I can. So I graduated from Ball State University in 2006. I'm a proud Ball State grad. When I graduated from Ball State, I immediately began employment at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. So I was actually on a processing team for 7.5 years. During that time, I decided to go back to school and pursue a master's in HR. And so I graduated with that in 2011. I didn't hate my job. It was just mundane. It was monotonous. I kind of wanted to do something more. So I was like, how does this translate into a career? And so HR was the closest thing and the easiest transition. So to go from processing agent contract to HR. So graduated with my MBA in HR in 2011 from Indiana Wesleyan. And then about 3 years later, a position became available at Farm Bureau in our HR department. Entry-level talent acquisition representative position became available, interviewed for that, and then got that position. And I have since been in HR for about 6.5 years now.
Okay, great. So if I remember correctly, I think our first two guests also went to Ball State. I think that's like a common theme among all our podcast guests. So represent. I say my little sister goes there for HR, so I'm sure she'll have a lot of great people to reach out to. But yeah, that's great hearing about your career path to HR. I think it's always so important to hear about those, just because many people have many different, you know, paths. I think for Holly and I, it was more just like, you know, we kind of always knew we wanted to go into HR, but there's other people that, you know, whether it's through an internship or starting off, like you said, in a completely different career role and then making your way to HR. So thank you for speaking about that. And a bit more about talent acquisition. So what qualities would you say are the most important to have if you want to work in talent acquisition?
Somebody that's outgoing, I think that is a good quality to have, because you have to be on when you're in talent acquisition. So representing your organization to external clients, so whether it's at career fairs or at schools on campus or in front of classes, so just being outgoing. I pride myself on being transparent, so just being completely transparent through the recruitment process. I also think that being able to build strong relationships, so whether that is with, you know, your hiring managers and also with your candidates, so just building that strong, those strong relationships in talent acquisition are very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for me, I know Sydney and I have kind of discussed this, and everyone always asks, you know, since we're a student, they'll say, so what part of HR would you like to get into? And I would say for both Sydney and I, we're very interested in talent acquisition. So I'm glad we're able to dive more into it. But more specifically, just helping us out and other students that are tuning in, what do companies want to hear in interviews when someone is applying for this position? So like you said, you hit all the building relationships, being outgoing, but what are some key things that students can mention in interviews or even represent it through the resume to show that they would be able to fill the position or role of a talent acquisition person?
Anytime that you can highlight where you have worked with recruitment, so whether it's for an organization or a fraternity or for a sorority, so anytime that you can highlight where you've done some type of recruitment would definitely help. Also, sales and marketing. So because again, in a sense, you are selling your organization. So making sure that you have those marketing and those sales skills, especially if you want to be in talent acquisition. And then showing that you can multitask. So being a college student, you definitely have to multitask because you're juggling several different class loads. You are juggling your extracurriculars. And then a lot of times, you know, you're also juggling an on-campus job or an off-campus job. So just showing that you can also multitask.
Yeah. I think something important like to remember for students is like, there's lots of ways you can get this experience. Mm-hmm. So like you said, like with the recruiting experience, like I know a ton of people that, you know, they recruit members for, you know, IUDM or their organization or anything like that. So you don't have to have like a specific, you know, recruiting internship or something like that. Again, with like social media, like there's a lot of ways that you can do that, even if it's just on your own and creating graphics. So don't, like, don't worry if you don't have that, you know, that internship or a similar experience like that. But yeah, awesome. Thank you for all of that advice.
No problem. Not everybody is able to work an internship because of other things going on. So anytime that you can highlight what you have done throughout your collegiate career is always a plus. So don't shortchange yourself on your resume.
Yeah, I say those transferable skills are always like super, super important. So yeah, moving on, we're going to talk a little bit more about kind of your day to day, because I think, I don't know, Holly and I, like we said, we really like talent acquisition, but we're always wanting to learn more about it. Because I think when people think of talent acquisition, it's like, I mean, you're recruiting people, but that's kind of all people think about. But I think there's, you know, more to it, and there's more strategy and different things like that. So if you could talk more about kind of your day to day as in talent acquisition.
So every day is completely different, but for the most part, I try to have a routine. So I'll get up, go through my emails, delete what doesn't need, you know, just the information only stuff, then highlight what needs to be, or flag rather, what needs to be done and completed. Once I get through my emails, I'll then go to our open positions and we'll work my way through those. So, you know, decline people or reach out to people to schedule phone screens. Make my way through that. I could have some interviews, so getting prepared for those phone screens since we're in this virtual environment now. So as I do my phone screens, I like to then type up my notes so the hiring manager can have those and then start to move accordingly. Checking background checks, making sure drug screens are cleared and background checks are cleared throughout the day so we can make sure that we are ready to have that person start for their scheduled start date. So, and also, of course, attending meetings as scheduled. So just any number of things. This week, I actually have some virtual career fairs on Wednesday.
Fun. Yes.
I'm slightly apprehensive, but yet excited about this virtual career fair environment. It's going to be completely new and different, but excited to see how this turns out. So I have that on Wednesday. So I have my day blocked out on Wednesday for virtual career fairs. So just really every day is completely different. We are moving into the inclusion and diversity space. So I am lucky to be on that team and to move our company forward in the IND space. So I have some things scheduled for that this week. So just any number of meetings, phone screens, virtual career fairs going on.
Yeah, no, that's great. And yeah, we appreciate you running through the day-to-day as again, we're all curious how that looks. And again, there's more to talent acquisition. So thank you for that. And, you know, just something that I wanted to ask, I know a lot of people that are tuning in and listening are probably curious of different ways to and different platforms to utilize to network. Mm-hmm. And so from your experience and with Indiana Farm, is there any specific networks that students should tune into to be able to network and connect with different companies? I know we're all familiar with LinkedIn, but right. as things are becoming more virtual, I just wanted to see if you had anything that we could suggest to listeners as we can utilize those platforms as well.
So, of course, LinkedIn, as you mentioned. Then also there is a Facebook group, Indie Sherm, which I think you two are both yes. Familiar with. I know you have some podcasts out there. So there's a Facebook group that for HR professionals. So whether you are in the profession or not, or if you are a college student majoring in human resources, definitely get connected with that Indie Facebook group for HR professionals. I think that group is a huge resource for whether you're up and coming or you are an experienced HR professional. I think that group is very vital, especially here in the Indianapolis community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that group is incredible. I see. I just found out about it from Holly because we posted, like you said, like our podcast in it. And yeah, the support in there was just so great. So even if you're like a freshman just starting out, if you're interested in connecting to people around Indy or connecting with people around Indy or just being in Indy, you should definitely join that Facebook group. Yeah, it's just Indy HR professionals. So yeah, thank you so much for that. And another question I kind of have about, you know, your day-to-day kind of in talent acquisition. So I feel like something, at least I think about in talent acquisition is like, you know, having to meet goals and having like benchmarks. And I don't know, I think maybe this is more in the recruiting space rather than talent acquisition, because maybe there's, you know, a bit of a difference. Do you ever feel kind of like you're in a sales position or that like you have to meet, like it's very competitive and have to meet goals, or is that not the case for you at all?
That is not the case for me. So I don't necessarily have quotas or goals to meet, like, okay, this position needs to be filled by a hard date of September 31st. Now I will work with the hiring manager to say like, okay, ideally, when would you like to have somebody on board? So, and then, you know, I'll back up from that. Like, okay, if that's your, I want somebody on board, then I back up to like, okay, when do we need to be making an offer by, like, you know, we need to have an offer out by this date to give that person potentially 2 weeks to transition from one job to us. So I wouldn't say that I have quotas that I need to meet, but I always work with my hiring manager in regards to ideally when they would like to have somebody on board by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm glad that we were able to dive into that too, because it's so interesting to hear the whole process of onboarding and also understanding the company's needs and what to look for in candidates. So I'm glad we were able to dive into that. And, you know, turning the perspective a little bit, we wanted to kind of dive into the internship program you manage. I noticed that on your LinkedIn profile. So what is that program and how is that ran?
So very proud of the internship program. So I've been over the internship program for about 7 or 8 classes now at this point. I can't even keep track, but we offer a corporate summer internship program. It is 11 weeks in length. It is full time throughout the course of the summer. So we normally start about 2 weeks when colleges let out, and then we run for 11 weeks. All of our internship opportunities are paid, and we host internships in HR, actuarial science, claims, underwriting, marketing, sales, just all over the organization. So it is the opportunity for a college student to get that real world work experience. So to take what they've learned in school and to apply it on the job, and then vice versa. So once you spend a summer with us, take those skills that you gained with us this summer and apply it back in your classes. So when you're sitting in your classes in the fall and something starts to click and make sense and say, okay, I did that this summer. So we also take field trips on Wednesday. So we do internship programming. So sometimes it's field trips, sometimes it's volunteering in the community, sometimes it's just us getting together as an internship class to hang out. So very proud of the internship program. We've grown the internship program from 12 interns to, on average, anywhere between 23 to 25 over the past 4 years.
Wow. Wow, that's great. And this past summer, was it remote?
Yeah, so we ended up doing a virtual internship program. So that was a new experience, but yet it was still fun because we were all in this together. So completely new experience. It was a learning experience. I hope that this upcoming summer, so summer 2021, if we're able to do our internship program, that maybe it'll be a hybrid. So in person, then also virtual. But the mm-hmm. virtual experience was just as good as the in-person experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. I know my internship this past summer was remote. So, of course, there's always some challenges with that. But overall, it was just mm-hmm. as great as it could have been in person. So, in specifically for this program, how can students apply to this? And when do you guys start recruiting?
So I actually posted the internship last week. So anybody interested in our internship program can go to jobs.infarmbureau.com. And we actually have an intern page built out and they can click on interns. And then the link is there for anybody to apply.
That's great. I was going to say, I want to apply for this. I wish I was a yes. junior. I was like, we got an internship. So yeah, you guys should definitely apply to that if you're interested and reach out to Tiffany. That's great to hear. So I think we're going to move on now to questions from students. So we posted, you know, on our Instagram, and we have one question from Lauren Stites, and that's a fellow HR senior and one of our friends. So thank you so much, Lauren, for submitting the question. So Lauren asked, as you've spent a number of years growing your career and transitioning roles at Indiana Farm Bureau, how has your transition redefined your career or provided career advancement compared to past roles? So like, how do you see your role now as you've kind of, I guess, climbed up the ladder as time goes on?
Oh, good question. Good question.
Lauren is very good at asking questions.
Good question, Lauren. Good question. So how have I seen my career change?
Yeah.
I am definitely more well-rounded. So just even within my organization, so being in HR, I see the bigger picture of our company. So I know how all the pieces kind of move together. Like, okay, this affects this. So I think definitely being in HR, you get to see that bigger picture of a company versus when I was just on the processing team, because I really didn't think outside of my department or my division. So now I get the bigger picture and the bigger perspective. So I know how this one thing could affect the next thing. So definitely I get to see the bigger picture being in HR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you see yourself being in like talent acquisition for these 14 years? Do you see yourself ever transitioning into something else?
I definitely see myself being in HR for the duration of my career. So mm-hmm. for the next 30 years, so I definitely know that HR is where I want to be. I do think that as the years go on and as I progress in my career, that I do and will see myself moving into the IND space or D&I space. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. It's awesome to hear how your role has transitioned, and Indiana Farm sounds like a great place to stay. She's been there for a while. So thank you for that. And one little question that we thought of here, if there's any younger students that are tuning into this, or, you know, this doesn't matter. This can be for anybody in college, as we can always mm-hmm. change our minds and our direction in our careers. But is there any advice that you could give to students that are listening, whether they want to pursue a career specifically in talent acquisition or in HR? And again, mm-hmm. as you said, from your degree and then you transition into HR, you know, how could people find, you know, that they actually are passionate about HR, but they just don't know it yet? Is there certain things that they can do to set them apart? Can they volunteer for some things? Can mm-hmm. they network in a certain way? What advice could you give to us?
I would say do internships. So if you are an HR student and you get the opportunity to do an internship, do it early and do it as often as you can. So if you could do one in the summer, then do one in the spring or in the fall, do that. Mm-hmm. And then do it in different areas. So try talent acquisition, try employee relations, try benefits, or try compensation, try HRIS. There are so many different avenues in talent management or in HR. So try it all and then make sure that, you know, talent acquisition is really what you want to do. You could think that you want to do talent acquisition, but you really are a numbers person. So maybe mm-hmm. compensation is really where you truly want to be. So just try it all. And if you don't have the opportunity to do an internship, get involved in your local organizations that you're a part of, or join an organization, then join the exec board. And so just be a resource and an asset that way to get that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really speaking to that, for anyone listening, I think that an internship is so vital, because I know that the school that we're in, which is SPIA, requires an internship before graduation. And of course, with everything going virtual, and just with the whole Corona situation, that there was a waiver this past year. But again, like you said, internships are so important. I learned things that I couldn't learn in the classroom. So I just wanted to attest to that, as well as an internship has taught me so much. And that experience is so, so important. So I'm glad you brought that up.
I would also like to add, I know we're in a pandemic, but you know, once we kind of move through this, job shadow, reach out to somebody that you know in the HR profession and see if you can job shadow with that person for a day or half a day once, you know, people start to move back into their office and get settled.
Yeah, I would say there's so many ways to like get involved and get that experience. And even if you like freshman year, I found on the Bloomington Volunteer Network, Stonebelt, which is a nonprofit in Bloomington, they needed an HR volunteer. And so like I ended up actually becoming like their HR intern. I mean, it was unpaid, but it was such good experience, especially when I was a freshman, because I knew nothing about HR at all. So even if you find an experience like that, or if you job shadow or do an informational interview, I mean, there's so many ways to learn more, you know, about HR. So like, even if you're just like listening to this podcast, like you're learning more about HR. So it doesn't have to be this like strictly traditional sense of just, you know, having an internship every summer. But if you can get an internship, that's awesome. But there's many other options. So yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. But yeah, I think that's all we have for today. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for joining us. It was so great learning more about you and about talent acquisition, especially because Holly and I love it so much. And hopefully we're in talent acquisition soon in the Indy area. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
But yeah, I would say everyone, any undergraduates, you know, apply for this HR internship that Indiana Farm Bureau has. I wish I could, like I said. Tiffany, what was the website again that they could apply on?
jobs.infarmbureau.com.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, everyone check that out. But yeah, thank you so much again, Tiffany, for being on here. We really appreciate you taking the time. And thank you everyone so much for listening. Make sure to tune in next week, where we talk to Greg Buck, who's the global talent brand manager for Genesis. But yeah, thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Sydney, congratulations on getting your SHRM CP.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
That is huge. So congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.